All right. How about a review of the tequila with one of my favorite tequila names, not a celebrity tequila. Andrew Bushbay had such a great idea in this tequila and bringing out a great, easy to drink, agave forward tequila. So coming out of the Los Altos region, made at NAM 1517, cooking with a high pressure autoclave, extractions or roller mill, 100% agave, of course. It's fermented in stainless steel tanks, and it is a stainless steel copper coil still to make this tequila. And when they really started working on this, they came from the RTD industry, and they had a really great RTD that was working great. And they wanted to bring a tequila that literally said, look, there's no celebrity here. The celebrity is the tequila. Let's make something that I can drink at the bar. I can make a great cocktail with it. I can sip on it and bring a traditional flavor of tequila to people. And really, Andrew did a great job in putting this together. They had a lot of input on the profile when they worked with their master distiller. And again, they wanted to bring something that was easy to drink, that had a great flavor to it. And this one, it does. It's a very well-priced. It's getting easier to find, and the name kind of says it all. It's really fun to have it on the bar. So you get a nice cooked agave flavor. I get a little bit of a citrus note to it, a little floral as well. And you don't get the big whiff of alcohol. Don't have to sniff this one multiple times to bring the alcohol out, because the alcohol is just kind of subdued. It's not there to smack you in the face. A nice cooked agave sweetness to it. A little bit of pepper in the finish. It's really well balanced. Get your back of your mouth tingling. I get some really nice minerality to it. A little bit of not like that full rain or minerals. Not a whole lot of like a wet concrete, but you do get a little bit of that rain minerality flavor. Some of that really what I would call like a deep well water flavor with a nice rounded peppery finish. It's no burn in it, but the heat and the finish is kind of nice in the mouth. Doesn't burn going down like some rougher tequilas taste or like a whiskey taste. So no burn there, just a nice light up in the mouth, a little bit of spearmint. Some of that when you're there and you're near the oven, you get this musty cooking smell from the steam, and that transfers over in the flavor a little bit, which is really interesting because it brings out the cooked agave flavor and like adds that smell of the agave cooking to me. You have a little bit of lime and a little bit of orange, a little orange peel in there. So if you're looking for a tequila that you want to bring a person over that hasn't drank tequila before and you want to give them a traditional taste without it being something that's like overpowering, this is a great tequila for that. This would also be great in any cocktail. It'd stand out in any cocktail that you have. It has a nice, the finish is a lot longer than what I originally anticipated. And I get a little bit of a spearmint or minty in the finish. This is definitely one to check out. Not a celebrity tequila, just a great tequila. Check out my video with Andrew. There should be a link popping up like right here, or it might be on this side. I never know which side it's going to be on, but check it out. Watch the full length video. He has a great explanation of how he built the brand and how he came from Scotland to America and created a fantastic tequila from Mexico. Thanks for tuning in.